Guns will no longer be allowed inside Virginia's capital. That's the new rule Democrats pushed through on a party-line vote, dismissing concerns from Republicans that responsible gun owners with concealed carry permits should be able to bring weapons into the building. Democratic delegate Marcus Simon of Fairfax County proposed the change.
There are certainly a lot of chatter going on online on social media and elsewhere about people drawing a line in the sand here in Virginia about using very sort of inflammatory language. That suggests that they're willing to protect their Second Amendment rights by any means necessary.
The new rule doesn't just apply to visitors. It also applies to members of the General Assembly, many of whom have concealed carry permits and used to make a point of bringing their firearms with them to committee meetings and even into the House and Senate chambers during session. Minority Leader Todd Gilbert.
If Democrats are intending to create yet another so-called gun-free zone, I would caution them that that appears to be where all the bad things happen with bad guys with guns.
The rule does not apply to Capitol Square, where large crowds of gun supporters are expected to rally later this month. Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria has a bill that would ban guns in Capitol Square, but that wouldn't be passed and signed by the governor before the large-scale rally, which is scheduled for Martin Luther King Day. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.